Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. It's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or your opinion on the show, just press 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsors, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. And to our new sponsor to our very new bright and shiny sponsor, 3W Insurance Solutions. Insure your legacy so your loved ones won't be left behind. Insure your legacy so your loved ones won't be left with the burden of your final expenses. Also specializing in Medicare assistance needs. You can call 678-628-2262. That's 678-628-2262 for all your needs. All right. And again, that's 3W Insurance Solutions. All right. And again, thanks to my sponsors and thanks to you guys tuning in to the show and listening in. Now, today is Free Fall Friday. You know what that means. That means that you can call into the show and talk about anything that you want, whatever topic you want. It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. You can call in and talk about anything that you'd like. It's Free Fall Friday. The show is yours. Now, today's word of the day is asperity. Asperity. A-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y. Asperity of manner or of temper. Okay? Harshness of behavior or speech that expresses bitterness or anger. Roughness of stone. Okay? Roughness of manner or of temper, harshness of behavior or speech that expresses bitterness or anger. That's asperity. All right? That's a pretty good word. You guys can grab that and, you know, use it however you want, right? Asperity. Now, right now, 75 degrees in the ATL. Today's high is going to be 85. We're looking at thunderstorms on Saturday and Sunday. The highs are 80 on both days, and then we go back to sunshine, high 84 on Monday. Okay, so that's your weather for today and this weekend. Let's get right into the show. Let's get it on. All right, Free Fall Friday. Should college athletes get paid by their school? Okay, should college athletes get paid by their school? Okay, and I just want to discuss the reasons why college athletes should get paid by their respective schools. And in light of what's going on right now within college sports, as far as the courts and the NCAA are concerned, that was a coach I'm not sure the exact school. I know now he has a job at the University of Arizona, and I don't know if what kind of recourse Arizona is going to take against this guy, but he shouldn't have a job. Okay, he shouldn't have a job, especially on the college level. This guy, his former school before he went to the University of Arizona, let's go to the court today. Okay. On Wednesday, they had the court date. And within the court date, they played these phone tapes that they recorded between the coach and the agent. Okay. And what happened was the coach wanted this guy, high school guy, to come to his school so bad that he offered to pay the student athlete $10,000 a month to sign and come to his school. Now, the money was exchanged between the coach and the agent. Okay. And I guess at that point, that's when the, you know, and that's where they try to hide what's going on by paying the, you know, the school paying the agent, and then the agent in turn pays the student. So they wouldn't do directly giving money to the student, but they were giving money to his agent for him to come and sign at that school. Now, my beef is that you have these college athletes, and you have these schools who are making millions and millions and millions of dollars. I mean, millions over millions, right? Every weekend, especially football, and especially basketball. And these guys are out there giving their heart and soul to the program in order for them to hopefully go to the next level. Now, of course, all of them aren't going to make it, but there are certain ones who are, like, projected to be, a big draft pick in the NBA. Now, the student athlete, he goes to the school, he signs with the school through his agent, okay? And now he's starting to get $10,000 a month. He's getting $10,000 a month to play at this school. Now, $10,000 is $10,000 a month is great money. You know, the middle class doesn't make $10,000 a month. Okay, one person in the household doesn't usually make $10,000 a month. But so that's more than half of America. So what we're looking at is, and what I'm saying is that if y'all gonna make these millions and millions of dollars, the school, and not pay these athletes, or you are paying them, okay? You just don't want to get caught paying these athletes, okay? You just don't want to get caught paying these athletes. So you try to figure out ways to pay these guys without getting caught. Okay? The only problem is that everyone can't keep their mouth shut. Everyone can't stay quiet about getting paid. And that's the problem. And because, you know, these, you know, I'll take football. Well, I don't want to get off the subject, so let me say this first, okay? I had a guy that sent me a text before the show started and said that, Frank, they are getting paid. Say, how are they getting paid? Well, they're getting a full ride scholarship. That's big bucks. Well, it's not big bucks to the school. It's not big bucks to the school. What are they losing? Tell me what big bucks the school is the school losing by giving a kid an athletic scholarship? Tell me what it is. Okay, and if the school does give this kid an athletic scholarship, okay, then you have to maintain a 2-point-something grade point average in order to stay on the team. Now, whatever that 2-point-something grade point average is, not a failing grade. That 2.8 or whatever grade point average is a passing grade. Okay? And you're supposed to maintain those grades throughout your college career. So tell me, why aren't these college kids, athletes especially, not graduating? Why aren't they graduating? If they have maintained a 2.8 grade point average throughout college, throughout their four or 5 years at the school, why aren't they graduating with a degree in something? I don't care if it's physical education or whatever it is. I don't care. But the problem is they aren't graduating. Okay? They aren't graduating. Now, and that's what I told a guy. How can you continue to play football or basketball or whatever you're playing and maintain this 2.8 grade point average and not graduate in 5 years? Why not? Why aren't they graduating? Because whenever you go to college, you are set up with a counselor, someone who's supposed to guide you. They call a guidance counselor, someone who's supposed to guide you throughout your college career, tell you what classes you need to take, how many classes you need to take, everything. They're supposed to set you up on a give you a roadmap from start to finish, from start here to your degree at the end right here. And if you maintain your good grades throughout these classes, at the end of your career, you should be graduating. You should have a diploma in your hand as a student athlete. Now, why aren't they graduating, Frank? They aren't graduating because these colleges are pushing them through, giving them these sick classes, pushing them through, keeping them up with the grade point average, we think, so that they can play football. Just tell me, if your number one recruit, if your number one recruit comes in and, hey, we're playing like crazy, and then this guy doesn't want to go to class, but he's your number one recruit now. He's your star athlete. He's playing, and y'all went on, and y'all went to a bowl game, and the school got millions of dollars. Okay, the off season there, this guy coming back, and he didn't even go to class his freshman year, but he was on that football field. He was on that football field, and then my whole thing is, and I'm not putting the race card in here. I am putting it in here, but I'm not, because you don't hear about this for the white student athletes. Oh, they go through and they are athletic student athlete scholars. They're rocking around with a 3.8 grade point average. They're gonna get a degree in communications. Are they going to get a degree in public something? Are they going to get a degree in biology, psychology, or whatever? They great student athletes. They got 3.8 grade point averages. But what about the running back, the star running back, who's the best player on the team? He's not white. Okay, he's African American, and we don't know his grade point average. We don't even know if he's going to graduate. And usually, they don't. 515-319-4483 is the number to the show. Now, I have a caller up on the show from the 314 area code, the first three digits of 381. Let's see, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Pianchi. I'm calling from Midwest and South. But, Frank, that's the parents. If the kid's not studying and not doing what he should be doing in college, that's the parents' responsibility. That's not the college. College is going to react accordingly. And if you don't maintain your GPA, not only you don't play on that team, but you don't get those scholarships. You don't get that aid. And one reason why I'm against that is because who would get how much? Did the quarterback get so much? The center get so much? And another point, you know, the money that's generated by those major sports are used to provide scholarship money for sports that don't attract a huge audience like basketball, especially football. So there's a lot of, and you know, another thing, if you go to NCAA, you know, NCAA Division I, that athlete is only allowed to practice 25 hours a week. And the rest has to be put in toward his studies. And a lot of those athletes, they don't take no hard courses. It's almost literally impossible. They don't take engineering. They ain't taking medical. Because in some of those courses, for every credit hour you have, you need to put in at least 2.5-3 hours a week in study. If you're carrying 15-hour credit load or 17, or the maximum 19, you're talking about over 50 hours worth of studying. Then you try to get 25 hours in practice in there, it's literally impossible.
So how are these other athletes going through and graduating with being scholar athletes and go through and graduating and go on?
I got a grandson that's playing in your flagship school. He played baseball at the flagship school down in Louisiana.
Okay.
And I brought him up academics and baseball. And that's all he does, basically. He'll leave out of the house at about 8:30 in the morning. He won't come back until after midnight, from labs, the library, you know, where you have access to things you don't have at the house, and so on and so on and so on. So that's a heck of a schedule. So that's what I'm against that. And see, here's another thing. If these kids are getting paid and they're not reporting it on the income tax, now they're really getting themselves in trouble. I don't care if a coach gives you money, that's still income. No matter where it comes from, it's still, if you're selling snowballs, that's an income. So they further complicated things. Now, let's look at this one other way. Look at should they have got paid when they were playing Pop Warner football, when they were playing for the Boys and Girls Club? Because look at all the talent that was expended to produce one LeBron James, one Kobe Bryant. Look at all the talent throughout the years where you had to have parents that had to sacrifice, had to get that child to practice, get it to travel, where they was on a traveling team, buy equipment, so on and so on and so on. And then those kids that provided him with the competition that he needed in order to hone his skills, well, on draft day, they didn't go no place. So should they get paid?
So LeBron and Kobe didn't go to college at all. But I'm talking about these guys who go to school for 4 years, Pianca. You go to school for 4 years and you're supposed to have maintained a certain grade point average throughout your college career. Why aren't these guys graduate?
Well, actually, if you look at the historical black colleges and universities, they set the graduation rate based on 6 years. So now you're paying 50% more. And some of those schools have a graduation rate as low as 17. In other words, out of every 100 that go in at freshmen, only 17 graduated in 6 years. You only got five schools that's above 50%, Frank. Only five.
And these are student athletes, you're saying?
No, they're students, period.
That's right.
Not including student athletes.
That's right. I'm speaking of the student athletes specifically. I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, Pianca, I don't, I, you know, these. back in the day, school like the University of Alabama, they didn't want African American on their team.
Right? You're right. I remember when Missouri played Alabama, and Coach Devine had Leon Jackson and them had black players on Mizzou, and they beat the hell out of Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
And Brian asked Devine, say, "Where'd you get the Negroes from?" He said, "I got them from Alabama. If you don't want them, we'll take them.
We'll take them."
Man, they were sending players.
Imagine if the University of Alabama was not able to recruit black players.
It wouldn't be where they were. A lot of them wouldn't be. But you know another thing too. Now I will say about Missouri. Missouri bring a player in, they would give them physicals, test them and everything. And if they MRI, if they get hurt, they will get them back, rehab them back to where they were when they came in. Plus, they have tutors for those players to make sure that they do pass their grades, pass their courses.
Right. I mean, I'm not putting anything out here, right? But, you know, my wife went to school with some of these big-time athletes at the University of Georgia. And none of these guys came in for tests and things like that. They had people to come in and take the test for them. I mean, it's all over the place. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I agree with you.
It's really all over the place.
People got to stop that stuff. The public,
people have to stop it. Somebody got to stop it. But if they stop it, then these colleges are going to be hurting, and where do you hurt the most when you hurt some of these colleges? You
hurt
them in their pocketbooks. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You hurt their pockets.
But the main thing is
they're going to lose their mind.
The main thing is that child has to get their degree, because what else have they got that's more assured if they don't make the team or they get hurt and don't go on to the next level?
And they usually don't. It's only a very few, very small number of these athletes that are going to make it to the next level.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The percentages, you got a better chance of winning the lotto.
That's right. So that's my whole thing. And I try to teach my kids.
And it's politics in that.
And it's politics
in that, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's what I try to teach my kids. You're going to get in here. Get in there and take over. Get your work done. Get your degree. Get it done.
That's it.
Get it done. Hey, Bianca, I appreciate your call, man. And they got to go after
them hard degrees. You can't be going after those sociology and those degrees that pay $30,000 a year. You need to be going after them. But, see, that requires preparing them early, Frank. All right, I'll let you get on with your show. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it, Bianca. Take care of yourself, bud. And so, you know, I agree with Bianchi on a lot of that stuff, a lot of it. But at some point, somebody got to step in and stop this stuff from happening, and stop it from happening. Because you can have a tremendous athlete in your household right now. You may be 10 years old. You might have a tremendous athlete in your household right now. You don't know it. It hadn't really came to fruition yet. You don't know it. But my God, you want to send your kid somewhere where they're gonna get educated. I mean, you want them to play ball, but you also want them to get their education. 5-5-3-1-9-4-8-3 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk all you want. But I'm passionate about this. I guess simply because it's a high percentage of African-American kids that I feel like, and it's my opinion, I know you guys are going to send me emails and all this stuff, but it's my opinion that I feel like they're getting shafted. And the schools and these coaches, you know, they talk about, oh, this student just come in and stay only 1 year and then he's gone to the NBA or whatever, whatever. But these coaches, they can come in, they stay here for a couple of years, make millions of dollars, and then they turn around and get an offer from another school, and they take off and go there. But that's okay, cause he going and he furthering himself. He getting a big contract at another school. That's cool for the coaches to do. But it's happening with the students. Ah, that's a bad idea. We need to figure out how to change that. We gotta make them stay in school at least 3 years. You know, it's just mind blowing to me. You know, a lot of things you think have changed hadn't really changed. They've stayed the same. And now, you know, you think that back in the day, let's say 50, 60 years ago, they could do it right there in the street, right in front of your face. They, you know, they could be take someone and hang them from a tree right in the yard, in the street. Now they can't do it, but they hanging you with the system now. See? It's all a game. It's a game that people created. And the ones who create it know how to manipulate it. Hey, guys, I know that, I could probably talk about this for hours and hours and hours on end. You know, hours and hours and hours on end. I have my opinion. You guys have your opinion. I just think that, you know, these rich, rich schools that, you know, are getting millions and millions of dollars, that somehow, I mean, Dick Vitale said it himself just the other day on a TV show that I was watching. He said, "We got to pay these kids. We got to pay these kids. If we don't pay these kids, it's going to continue to come down to where people are going to throw money under the table, and everybody's going to get in trouble. We're going to continue to do that. Just pay the kids." Okay? And I think if you pay these kids, a lot of them will stay in schools longer. A lot of them will go for their degrees. You know, if you're an athlete, and let's say you're from Georgia, and you go to school in, let's say, Texas. All right, you're in school in Texas, and then let's say your uncle died in Georgia, who took you to all your football games, who, you know, carried your stuff with you when you went to practice. Yeah, that uncle took care of you when you were coming up, and now he died, and you're in school. You're a student athlete at the University of Texas, one of the largest schools in the United States. Millions of dollars in their coffers, whatever you're going to call it. Millions of dollars in their coffers. And your uncle dies in Georgia. Okay? You're a student athlete. You didn't come from a family who had lots of money. They could say, "Hey, Frank, we're sending you a plane ticket. Get on the plane. Get here. We gotta bury Uncle Lewis this weekend." They don't have that. Okay? But the school has millions of dollars. You're a student athlete. You're their number one recruit. So you know, let's say hypothetically, you're their number one recruit. They can't even send you home. They can't even buy you a plane ticket to go home and bury your uncle, because it's an NCAA violation to do that. So you don't even get to go home and see your uncle for the last time. I think that's a disgrace. I think that's a disgrace. That's why you hear about these kids, these student athletes going out and stealing and doing crazy stuff. It's because of money, lack of money. lack of money. Now, some of them are crazy too, you know, and I'm not singling them out. Some of them are crazy too, and they'll do it if they had money or not. But I believe that most of these kids take care of their business and do what they have to do if they didn't have to worry about money. Okay? Money. That's it. It's money. All right, guys, that's all the time I have in the show today. Well, I got a few more minutes left, but I tell you, I'm getting text messages in like crazy right now, and, you know, it's hard for me to think about it. You know, of course, if I had a big time athlete that I born and raised, and then you go to college and you're their star player, and if I don't have the money to take care of my kid as far as giving him a plane ticket to come home because his uncle died, and then you as a big time college program, you sat in my living room and told me we're gonna take care of him. Whatever he needs, we're gonna take care of him. We're gonna make sure he gets his education. We're gonna make sure he gets his degree. I guarantee you, when they come and sit down in these folks' houses, in these folks' kitchen, eating their food, I guarantee you they promised them that much. And that's a straight-up lie, a bold-faced lie to the family's face. So the only way that this guy could get this recruit to come to his school, and now he's in trouble because they recorded his conversation, so now this coach is in trouble. But the only way that this guy could get this kid to come to his school, or he felt like this was the only way, was to pay him $10,000 a month. Now, if I was on that team, okay, I was a big time high school athlete. If I was on that basketball team, and I knew that this guy Chris, whatever his name is, was getting $10,000 a month, and I'm struggling struggling just to get pizza. You know, because on the scholarship, you got food, room and board, right? You get food. Well, at some point, the food hall got shut down. And you may not be shut down. You still up and you're doing things that cause you to be hungry. Hey, you're 18 years old. You get hungry every 2 hours. How can I get some pizza? Well, let's figure out a plan. We're gonna go into Walmart and we're gonna go in the freezer section and we're gonna get a couple of these pizzas, stick them under our belts, and we're gonna walk out. That's the problem. Now I don't know the exact solution to this. I don't know if paying them is the solution to this. But I think it should be tried. All right, guys, so it's Friday. Hey, I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. I'll be right back here on the show. Well, I won't be back on Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday, okay? I have a big exam that I have on Monday afternoon early, so I won't be here on Monday morning. I will be back on Tuesday morning. So all you guys who are on my page who are connected to the show, you guys will get notes on Tuesday of the show, what it's going to be about and all this. You will get show notes on Tuesday. But you guys take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Have a great weekend. This Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Like
like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around?
Who?
Get that trap sound.
Trap.
Designer, clothes.
Go.
No need to brag now.
No need.
Hey, put the mask down.
Man.
We living fast now. Finest,
finest.
Rolls, we can go.
We go.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
yeah, that kill it, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a jet, check, yeah, boogie they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm fitting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball if you breathe. Dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe.
Ball.
Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me.
Watch.
Life Monopoly, go copy some land and some property.
Proper.
AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids.
Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it
in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll.